So, I am back. It is, what's today? Today is what? I don't know what day it is, but I'm on the road. I think today, what, Tuesday? I want to say Tuesday what? Okay, Tuesday the 9th. That's what today is. I'm on the road, passing through Arizona, probably about like, I want to say maybe an hour or two away from Flagstaff. Listening to a couple podcasts. One in particular, Black Magic 363 podcast. Just listened to an episode with him, Red and Blue Pill, and then Dr. Phil Valentine. And just witnessed the earthquake a couple of days ago. And I didn't realize that when I was on the road last week in Florida that the whole alien situation happened. In Miami. Like, I felt like something happened, something was going on, because it just felt like something happened, something's going on. And at the same time, like, just being in traffic, like, for miles was just weird. And then come to find out a couple of days ago, like it was literally so-called aliens popping up in the mall. And now I'm hearing that they trying to like destroy any footage that anybody have of it. Of course, the media is trying to push their narrative to get the people to believe that it ain't what it was. You know how media go. And granted, I'm on media now, but I'm just like, I'm sick and tired of like these niggas that's in control or feel like they in control of the world. And I know it's gonna come a day, it's gonna come a time where they get their karma. It's coming. And I know that they can't stop what's happening. They can't stop the massive awakening that's taking place. And they can't stop the vibration of the planet itself rising, which is helping people wake up. They can't stop the frequency and the intensity of the sun that's also helping to wake people up. Granted, they're trying with the chemtrails and they're trying with the fluoride in our water, they're trying with poison in our food. They trying. But at the end of the day, they can try all they want, but the inevitable is the inevitable. Like, it's gonna happen. Granted, me personally, I be glad when it does happen. Like, because I'm done with, all the BS that's continuing to take place. Not even with just, the so-called elite, but in my own reality. Like, I'm just like, man, especially these last past couple of days, like, I'm not gonna go into detail, but just how I feel. And I just wanna let anybody out there listening, like, just understand that somebody is going through something somewhere. No matter what it is, no matter if you lost your job, you can't find a job, or you're struggling, or whatever the case may be, you're going through hard times in your relationship, marriage or engagement, like, understand that somebody is going through something somewhere. And the best thing for you to do is just go through it. That's the best thing for you to do. Because the best teacher is life. And with life comes experiences. And with experiences comes wisdom, knowledge. And it can hurt. Certain things you go through, certain things that that we consider hard times can hurt. And I'm a prime witness of it. Like, granted, I took down my Facebook, Instagram, and I've never tried to like portray, my life to be a certain way. I've always been an open book. I've always been real about my life and, what goes on, even when I go through, hardship. Not always just bluntly putting my business out there, but just allowing my platform to be an outlet for myself. Because in real life, I don't have somebody I can just go talk to without their judgment and their opinions. I don't have somebody I could just talk to and for them to just listen to try to understand. I don't. So I allow, these platforms for me to basically be my outlet. And even to that, to be a voice for other people that may be feeling the same way or going through the same thing as I. But me just thinking, because I have a lot on my mind, literally, like, I'm ready for the truth about everything to be revealed. One in particular, religion and who God is. And Dr. Phil Valentine said it best. It's literally one person's depiction of who God is versus another person's depiction of who God is, literally at war right now. And that's basically what it is. That's basically what the whole I'm not gonna say it, but that's basically that whole war and situation is about, if you really think about it. And it's just like, what have we become to basically war over opinions and perspectives? And I'm just thinking, like, people really take other people's opinion and other people's perspective as more than what it is. Like, we should be able to accept other people's opinion and perspectives for what they are, and not allow us to be and to get offended by such. Like, if you don't agree with somebody's opinion or perspective, then you just don't agree with it. Let that be that. And at the same time, don't try to force other people to have the same perspective and belief or knowing as you. Especially when it comes to God, religion, and life. That's just how I feel. We have the freedom, or we have free will for a reason. And I honestly feel like people don't see that for that. Like, and understand that you're wasting your time trying to force somebody to believe what you believe. Granted, if you have a message, and I've always said this, like, don't believe nothing somebody say for face value, especially when it comes to the knowing or knowledge or wisdom of something. Do the research yourself. Like, when you feel it on your heart to relay a message, relay the message. But don't try to force and beat somebody into submission to believe what you believe. Because we all are walking a totally different path of life. And it's up to us to fulfill each path that we're on. Granted, we may join together, but even to that, it's like, okay, even if we join together, you still are working your own personal path, and the other person is still walking their own personal path. Y'all just doing it together. And this could be whoever. This could be your wife, your husband, your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, your child, like your grandma, your granddad, uncles and aunties, cousins. Like, this could be whomever. Like, and I just feel like, even to with my own kids, like, I would never try to force them to believe what I know or what I feel like I know. I always tell my kids, granted, understand that every choice has a consequence, including what you believe in. I can allow myself to give you knowledge and wisdom of what I know, but at the end of the day, it's up to you what you do with it, what you choose to do with it. And that's the same for any and everybody else. But I just feel like a lot of people don't see it that way. And today I literally had to ask myself, which I'm going, on a totally different topic. I asked myself, like, what is the purpose of me constantly, facing the same situation? Like, what is the purpose of me constantly, facing the same situation? I literally had to sit back and ask myself, like, what is it that I need to learn as far as my life right now goes? What is it that I need to see so that I can basically move forward with my life and not have the same occurrence reoccur? And when I'm out here, I'll just be, excuse me, just be thinking. And at the same time, like, mentally trying to reevaluate myself, certain situations that I've been through, reactions to certain things. I'm constantly trying to better myself because, like I've said before, if you're not constantly growing and evolving, you're slowly dying. And one thing I hate is when people try to throw dirt on my character or depict me to be something I'm not. Granted, if I don't know you, I honestly don't care. But if I know you and you're close to me, for example, family, if you know who I truly am and you sitting around like lying on who I truly am, that's what I have a problem with. And I'm tired of people trying to say, oh, I know you, I figured you out. No, you don't. You don't know me. Like, straight up, you don't know me. You may think you know me, but you don't. Like, I'm not the same person who I was yesterday, nor the day before, nor the month before, nor the year before. I'm not that same person. I change and evolve every day. And when people say that, it's just like, okay, you say that you know me, but why would you intentionally do some bullshit that will piss me off or have me look at you a certain way if you know me? If you care for me, if you love me, if you call yourself family, why would you do that? That's one thing that I will never understand, especially when it comes to people who are so-called close and so-called call yourself family. Why would you bluntly disrespect somebody that you call family or bluntly do some dumb shit that you know that will piss the person that you're calling family off for no apparent reason? Or not even that. Like, why would you let your small ego make you react in certain situations to try to belittle someone that you know and love? And I'm just speaking in general because this is what people do. This is what people do. People nowadays don't show no empathy. They don't show no love. They take advantage of the people with kind hearts. And then when people with kind hearts get fed up and tired of other people's bullshit, whether if they family or not, they turn around and try to point the finger at that person and try to depict them as what they are. Basically project exactly who and what they are on that good person to try to hide the fact that they're a piece of shit. That they're a piece of shit ass person, and the good person basically caught wind of that and it's just like if that good person wanted to, he or she can just air your whole shit out. But then even to that, and now I'm kind of speaking about me, like if I wanted to, if I was that type of person, that type of shitty ass person like you or some people that I've met, then I would do that. But because I know everybody has their day and it's coming, there's no point for me to do, no matter how bad. No matter how bad and how much I be wanting to pull people card. No matter how bad I be wanting to punch somebody in their fucking mouth. No matter how bad I be wanting to go out and shoot somebody. And I'm not talking about some random person. I'm talking about somebody that is a NPC in my reality, or somebody that I've came across. And I'm done with people's bullshit. I am. And it don't matter who you are, and that's why like I distance myself towards people that don't know how to respect my boundaries. Because it's like for an example, you have a line that you prefer somebody not to cross, and they cross it. You do your best to show them mercy. You do your best to have empathy. You know, you do your best not to turn into the Hulk on them. And you feel like, okay, I'm gonna give this person a chance. But then they continue and continue to cross that boundary. And you're doing your best not to cross the line of doing something you know you probably will regret. So you distance yourself, or at least you try to. And it's like, granted, all will always be forgiven, but it's like you can't hide how you truly feel when you see such person, or you can't hide how you feel, or not even hide how you feel. You can't unknow what you know about certain people. Because a lot of people, certain people ain't gonna change. And you could just feel and sense that. And even to me being an empath, like I feel other people's energy. I can read your intention, especially if you on some bullshit. And then it's just like, granted, you be wanting to call out people bullshit, but it's like all they gonna do is lie about it anyway. So it's like, what's the point? So my thing is, I just tell you, just know that I know. Just know that I know. I know when you're on some bullshit. I can somewhat tell when people are lying right to my fucking face. Like, it's just like, oh, when you don't fuck with certain people, or when you like feel some type of way around certain people, it's like you the bad person because you can't fake how you feel. You can't fake what you know. You can't fake and be court or and be just all cool with certain people knowing who and what they are. And I know I'm kind of speaking in code, but I feel like even with me speaking in code, the people that this message is meant for will get it. And my apologies for the noise. If y'all can barely hear me, I'm literally on the road. Hands-free device, of course. But yeah, I'm gonna allow this podcast to be an outlet for me. Also, when I feel like it, I'm gonna be filming on my YouTube, whether if it's shorts or long content videos, just depending on how I feel. And especially when I get my Canon camera, I'm gonna be posting up, some art. And I also got a new mic that my son bought me for Christmas, so I will definitely be using that. Right now, I'm just using this, I don't know what kind of headphones they are, but it has a mic on it, so yeah. But just know, I feel like I have a lot to talk about, a lot of what people can relate to, but understand that I'm not doing this for not doing this for what most people are doing it for. The only reason why I feel like I have a purpose to do this is to spread love, spread truth, and encourage people to continue to spread the truth and fuck what anybody say. And if it's not for you, it's not for you. If you want to be left behind, then be left behind. But I want to encourage everybody out there speaking the truth and not something that you just heard and just started regurgitating. Like, I'm talking about real, authentic truth. Continue to spread the truth. No matter what people may say or think about you, fuck what they think and fuck what they say. That's just how I feel. Because they're only opinions. And to me, other people's opinions don't matter. That's just how I feel. You can have your opinion all the hell you want. I don't give a damn about your opinion. What the only person opinion that matters to me is my own. The only person perspective that matters to me is my own. Because whether you're doing good or bad, people are gonna have opinions about you. People are gonna talk about you. People are gonna have their perspectives about you. People are gonna gossip. People are gonna do all that. So it's like, why care? Why care? Especially when you know what type of person you are. Especially when you do what you do out of love and out of righteousness. You shouldn't give a damn about what nobody's opinions is. And that's where I'm at. And that's how I feel. So, and I know that a lot of stuff is coming up. Like, we go supposedly getting more solar flares. The Age of Aquarius, a lot of information is being released. But also, you have to decipher what's a distraction and what's the truth. Because if not, then you're going to be tricked into believing or being distracted about what's really happening versus what the media wants you to see. And that's just being real. Because a lot of that is happening now. I mean, of course, you see people coming out with the truth about, this person, that person. But I feel like what people really need to be paying attention to is themselves, minding your own business, and pay attention to the signs. Pay attention to the signs because they're there, especially wars and rumors of wars, earthquakes and natural disasters in various places. And watch how people change around you. And also protect your energy. Protect your family, protect your energy. Remain balanced and stay true to yourself by any means necessary. and do what you need to do to obtain your joy, peace, and happiness. Now, like I say every show, always remember to spread love. Peace.